Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you, as always, are invited to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring whatever you'd like. You can also, to some extent, take control of the website by submitting different items to it. You find something online that you think is interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Perhaps it's a blog post or a news item. You can submit it as show prep, and then other listeners vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, a vote that makes a real difference over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive if you like, or don't. Just sit and enjoy it. You don't have to click on anything if you don't want to, but if you do, you can take control and get your stuff hopefully up to the top of the site so more people see it over at freetalklive.com. So last hour, for those of you just tuning in, there is a piece of news that is not going to be talked about on your local news station tonight in your local area. Not going to be talked about. And it's not going to be talked about on Fox Television, MSNBC. At least it's not being talked about. Maybe at some point it will be, but Russia Today, RT.com, has an exhaustive article about a bill that has passed both the Senate and the House and is awaiting signature by Barack Obama. Also, antiwar.com covering it as well, but RT's got the best coverage, and there aren't a whole lot of other locations at which you can get information about this. And the bill I'm talking about is one that essentially decimates the First Amendment. I mean, if you thought the First Amendment was already decimated, this just takes it further. And we already knew, we've already talked about on the show over the years how many different ways the First Amendment has been crushed in this country. How you don't have the right to assemble unless you get a permit, in which case it's not actually a right, it becomes a privilege. You don't have a right to free speech unless you go into a free speech zone. You don't have the right to be the media unless you're some boot-licking, lapdog corporate media, as we've discovered the hard way here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we've tried to be the media and we've been banned forever
right.
from the local courthouse, among other instances. So, you know, we've known for a while that the First Amendment was in pretty shoddy shape, but this just takes it to the next level. Voted 388-3 on in favor of H.R. 347 on late Monday, the U.S. House of Representatives did, and it's called the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act of 2011. And essentially what it does is it makes it so wherever it is that Secret Service is, if you're doing some sort of protest, you can be found guilty of a federal crime.
So just granted the Secret Service much more power, more rights.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you even know that that they're in the area. You could just be protesting some other matter. You could be, protesting something local, and then, you know, all of a sudden you discover that the Secret Service is in the area because they're coming to arrest you.
So recently a couple people were arrested because they knelt in front of the White House, but it was pretty far away.
Was it the church group?
Yeah, it was a church group. It was a religious protest. But all they were doing is silently kneeling there. So the government decided that they deserved to be arrested. And so we don't need to give these people more power, that's for sure. But
we're not giving it to them. They're just going to go ahead and take it. They're just going to go ahead and do things.
Well, exactly. I mean, people shouldn't stand for it. But, watch around convention time. They're probably going to use this new authority. And that's when the media is going to be covering all these arrests under this recently passed bit of legislation.
Well, we've certainly seen these conventions, Republican or Democrat. There are usually crackdowns at both of them. We've certainly seen instances in the past where they have done horrible things to these protesters. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember the story from, I don't remember what year it was, maybe it was 04, where there were people in New York City that were rounded up en masse, put on buses, taken to what was at one time a train station or like a train repair yard or something like that. It was an indoor facility. There was still oil all over the floor, and it was just a really dirty, nasty place. And they had pens that they had set up inside there. Do you recall this story at all?
I don't.
It was so creepy. They literally took hundreds, if not thousands of people, and penned them up inside an old abandoned train warehouse repair facility and kept them there without any food or water for hours on end as they were being processed I presume that means they were, like, ticketing them or something like that. But they literally were rounding them up in mass on the streets of New York City and just taking them out there and just treating them like garbage. It was so scary.
Well, that'll teach them to speak out against their government.
Right. And so, what I'm pointing out is these things have been going on. This isn't new. It's just that now it's going to be a federal crime. So before, when they rounded you up and took you into a train yard, you were charged with some local New York City, you know, disorderly conduct or some other catch-all local charge. Well, now you'll catch a federal charge if you are caught up in one of these situations.
And so Obama hasn't signed this yet, and that could be the only thing that stops it from coming to being. But you know he's going to sign it.
Yeah, he's going to sign it. So covered under the bill is any person who's protected by the Secret Service. It's not just Barack Obama. It's anyone the Secret Service is protecting. So pretty much wherever it is that they are, this bill is going to affect. Although this protection isn't extended to just everyone, making it a federal offense to even accidentally disrupt an event attended by a person with such status essentially crushes whatever currently remains of the right to assemble and peacefully protest. Again, this is according to RT.com. Hours after the act passed, presidential candidate Rick Santorum was granted Secret Service protection. For the American protester, this indeed means that glitter bombing the former Pennsylvania senator is officially a very big no-no.
Yep.
But it doesn't stop with just him. Santorum's coverage under the Secret Service began Tuesday, but fellow GOP hopeful Mitt Romney has already been receiving such security. A campaign aide who asked not to be identified confirmed last week to CBS News that Newt Gingrich has also sought Secret Service protection as well. So the text of the act, by the way, the law is allowed to be used against anyone who knowingly enters or remains in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority to do so. But those grounds will be considered any area where someone will be temporarily visiting, someone who's protected by the Secret Service, that is, whether or not the public is even made aware. Entering such a facility is thus outlawed, as is disrupting the orderly conduct of so-called official functions, engaging in disorderly conduct within such proximity to the event, or acting violent to anyone anywhere near the premises. So, disrupting the orderly conduct of their official functions. Give you an example. Recently at the Santorum, Freakeen owns Santorum. If you look at Freakeen.com and search for that, you'll find the video of what some of us did. Derek J. and I were two of the primary instigators of that. And, you know, we were there to have fun. We were there to, get the message out and, you know, and more importantly, make a video where Santorum was made to look like, you know, a fool.
He's a drug warrior, and you guys also sang chronic carols at him.
Thank you for the reminder. Yeah, we did. The Shire Choir was in attendance. And so we wanted to sing to him, and we wanted to ask him if he had Googled himself and kind of have fun and make a fun video. Well, this would all be considered disruptive. I mean, from point A to the end, this is, you know, we're asking him questions as soon as he gets out of the car, questions that he doesn't want asked, and then when he's actually trying to speak, we're in the next room and we're singing. I mean, again, that could easily be considered disruptive. The Keene police did not threaten us with any kind of, specific arrest, but they did push us out of the building.
Literally.
So they would rather have removed us than arrested us, which is how I'd prefer it be, rather than having to go to a cage. And I'd rather go to a Keene cage than a federal cage. And now we're talking about escalating the situation to a federal crime. So singing outside of where a federal presidential candidate who's protected by the Secret Service is located could very well now be a federal crime, according to this legislation. So keep that in mind. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. So again, disorderly conduct is such a catch-all term. They can call anything they want pretty much disorderly conduct. And odds are good they're going to get a conviction on it because, well, judges will convict you for pretty much anything. And so as long as you're within proximity to the event, you will be arrested. You will be charged federally. Under the verbiage, it means a peaceful protest outside a candidate's concession speech would be a federal offense. But those occurrences covered as a special event of national significance don't just stop there either, and neither does the list of covered persons that receive protection. Outside of the current presidential race, the Secret Service is responsible for guarding an array of politicians, even those from outside of America. George Bush is granted protection until 10 years after his administration has ended. or 2019, and every living president before him is eligible for lifetime federally funded coverage. Visiting heads of state are extended an offer as well, and the events sanctioned as those of national significance. So maybe somebody comes over from, let's say Hugo Chavez comes over from Venezuela to, you know, meet with somebody here in the U.S. Not that that's likely, but, you know, some politician from elsewhere comes here. You want to conduct a protest? Maybe you're a Cuban or something like that. You want to protest against Castro? Nope, sorry, they've got protection too, and that'll be a federal crime if you try to protest them coming here. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Remember, we're here, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, we give ours away over at freetalklive.com. You know, somebody accused me on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, which you can visit at facebook.freetalklive.com, of saying that no other shows were giving away their archives. And I hope I didn't say that in the past, because it was not my intention. He pointed out that Leo Laporte from This Week in Tech gives away all of his archives. And it's true. Leo Laporte, great talk show host and, you know, really brilliant when it comes to technology, from what I can tell, having heard some of his shows. Yes, he does give away all of his product. But my point was, when we're talking about how Free Talk Live's website's free and we give away the archives, the relevance of that is that I was comparing our show to other radio shows. And Leo Laporte has a weekend show that he does on the radio, but his This Week in Tech show is a podcast. It's a show that's designed originally for the Internet. Our show is designed originally for radio, but it's also simulcast online at the same time. And so what I was pointing out was that that Free Talk Live is different from other radio shows. Like all these shows that really are primarily produced for radio, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, you know, Sean Hannity, these guys, they're not doing podcasts first and foremost. They're doing radio shows, just like we are. We're live on the radio right now. And there really aren't very many people in our business, in the radio business, that give away their full shows via podcast. Dave Ramsey does an hour of his show every day. So he does a three-hour show, gives away an hour on his podcast. And his is the only one I can think of off the top of my head that even gives you anything of significance for free on his website. The rest of them, they all charge you for subscriptions.
So how do radio stations and syndicators feel about people that give away their content?
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine that it would bother them. I've never had any of my station general managers or program directors get on my case for it. Mm-hmm. I think that some stations are actually bothered by the fact that Rush Limbaugh and these other show hosts are using their airtime to constantly pound their Rush 24/7. Come on over and sign up for $7 a month or whatever it is they're charging. So essentially trying to make money off of the airwaves of these other radio stations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're actually paying Limbaugh. So if you're listening to a station that has Rush Limbaugh on it, that station pays for Rush Limbaugh's show. And they pay based on the market size. We don't charge any stations for our show. So the deal is with Free Talk Live is the station gets content from us. It's hopefully live. And they get to air that content, and we get some of our commercials run on their air, and they get to run their own commercials during our show. So everybody's happy, is basically how it works. And I want to welcome aboard our newest radio affiliate. It is WLBE 790 AM in Leesburg, Eustis, Florida, which I'm excited to be on board. In fact, they're going to be picking us up throughout the week. They're going to be taking every day during the week, as well as Saturday and Sunday nights.
Nice.
So it's so brand new. I just got confirmation from the general manager, Mary, that we are on tonight and all is well, that everything sounds good. So welcome to everybody listening to WLBE in Leesburg, Eustis. It's going to be something different. Let me warn you up front here. This is not your typical grandfather's talk radio show. In case you couldn't already tell, I mean, we're almost halfway through this hour, and they just started with us in the 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So in case you couldn't already tell, things are a little bit different here. We don't salivate over politicians. In fact, I find them detestable for the most part. I think in the history of this program, we may have had a total of 3 politicians on the air with us. So yeah, we don't name drop politicians. Coming up, we're going to have Senator so and so on the air. We'll talk about his bill. No, we don't do that stuff. Again, I find them detestable. I find them to be criminal. I imagine you share some of those feelings, Tally.
Not a big fan of politicians at all. Even though I actually lived in Florida, grew up there, and ran for city council in Gainesville, but at this point in my life, I decided, like you, to move to the Shire and, still be an activist, but work on, promoting peace and liberty outside the system.
I also grew up in Florida as well, for what it's worth. And some of the other things that set the show apart. Phone screening barely exists. You can call in and literally bring up whatever you want. You don't have to give, if you've ever called a radio show before, there's like 20 questions that you're asked when you call in. They want to know everything. In most shows, they want to know everything you're going to say. And if you deviate from what it is, if you tell a phone screener one thing in order to try to get on the air, and then you change what you're going to say when you get on the air, they'll dump you. So, you know, they have very restrictive phone screening policies on those other talk shows. We don't. You call in Free Talk Live, you're asked what your name is, where you're calling from, how you're listening, and what, very briefly, you know, one word's fine, two words, what do you want to talk about? That's all I need. Mm-hmm. And that way I know who you are when you're on hold, we can call you by the appropriate name, basically. So, open phones, it's a panel discussion where we talk about the ideas of liberty. This is not one of those, you know, politician or political party shows. This is not the show that is in the left-right spectrum like you're so used to hearing on talk radio. And, you know, I'm laying all this down for people that are just tuning in for the first time tonight and they're wondering, where is Lou Dobbs? Lou Dobbs is supposed to be on the air. Well, I'm sorry, Lou Dobbs retired from radio.
And also on this show, you're not going to hear us talk about hating immigration, because we actually are advocates of immigration.
Oh boy, you're trying to open up the Pandora's box right out the first night. We're advocates of freedom, is what we're advocates of. Advocates of voluntary, consensual interactions between human beings. And as you'll find out, it'll be pretty easy to predict where Free Talk Live will fall on some issues. Although in some areas we'll have disagreements within the show about specifics, and we'll get to all that down the line. So if you listen for a little while, you'll start to kind of get it. There's going to be a lot of shocking things probably for you up front, but stick with it. And then and call in, too. You can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. Put it to the test. You think I'm joshing you? As long as it's not going to violate the FCC's rules for the radio station, we'll let you talk about pretty much anything you want. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. So as we've been discussing this trespass bill, RT.com is outlining it. You're not going to find this news anywhere else because, well, for whatever reason, the corporate lapdog media just doesn't have an interest in telling you about how your rights are being decimated. But that's exactly what's happening. The U.S. federal government, in the House of Representatives, in a vote of 388-3, has approved this. It's going to Obama for a signature, and it will essentially make it so anywhere the Secret Service is protecting someone, supposedly, whether it be Obama or Santorum or one of these other guys, that you will not be allowed to protest. You will not be allowed to disrupt, which, of course, means anything they want it to mean.
Yeah, you can't disagree. I mean, remember, I have a disorderly conduct charge against me for simply having a camera where they didn't want it.
That's disruptive. You can't be doing those things. This is America. Where do you think you live, Tally?
It's disruptive to the status quo. I would agree with that.
The status or statist?
Both.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
Status quo.
So, but it's not just where the dignitaries are. It's not just where Santorum and Obama and these other cats are. It's also what are described as national special security events. This term was created under President Clinton. Among past events on the DHS-sanctioned NSSE list are Super Bowl...
Yep.
36, the funerals of Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford, most State of the Union addresses, and the 2008 Democratic and Republican National Conventions.
And probably all their big fundraising dinners and all that.
So your speculation was absolutely correct, Tally, that they are going to use this law to crack down on people who are protesting outside of the upcoming Republican Democratic National Conventions and give them federal criminal charges for engaging in what they thought was their freedom of speech. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Jason.
Jason is here courtesy of Tally.tv, T-A-L-L-E-Y. TV. You know, I've been calling you Tally on the air. Should I be doing that, or should I be calling you Jason?
You know, it'd probably be better for branding purposes if I went by Tally.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, people call me Jason or T-Bear, things like that. So, yeah. And
I'm glad that one stuck, by the way, T-Bear.
Right, it's coined on this show. Just
it was.
Because you couldn't understand what somebody was referring to me as.
Right. So 855-450-FREE is the number. We're talking about, I think, an issue that really deserves some extensive discussion, and that is, well, the destruction of your rights. Specifically, your right to free speech. Your right to assemble. I mean, it's all right there in the First Amendment. It's not like it's real hidden away in that Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. It doesn't say, unless the Secret Service is around protecting some presidential candidate or some other dignitary, which is what this new law is essentially saying.
You know, it's almost like people are just ignoring the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it's been.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of an obvious thing, and it's not something to joke about. But
sometimes you got to throw it in people's face and show, hey, you know, look at what's going on here.
This is not what the this country was founded. It was established, and you know, they had no idea that it would turn out like this. It was supposed to be a beacon of liberty in the world, and it's not.
Well, as Lysander Spooner put it in the late 1800s, either the Constitution has authorized all the tyranny that we face, or it was powerless to prevent it. One or the other. You take your pick.
It's just up to individuals to say no and not allow their money to go towards it, or you know, their voice.
So if you are at a what they call a national special security event, which could be anything from the Super Bowl to the Democratic or Republican national conventions, you'll be subject, if you're protesting, if you're doing something that they consider to be disruptive, which kind of the point of a protest, to be disruptive.
Well, at least to be known, yeah, to bring attention to your cause.
Being a protester and not visible and not obvious, you're not really doing anything. You're not being effective. So you've got to be seen. You've got to be heard if you're a protester. And they're essentially saying if you're doing those things and you're in an area in which we just deem that you shouldn't be, like one of these national special security events, you could be charged with a federal crime. Also, if you are a visiting dignitary, if you are here to protest somebody who's coming from another country to visit here, you know, maybe some third world despot is coming to have breakfast with the president, and you know, you are from that country, and you've escaped that regime, and you'd like to protest against that person, sorry, they've got the protection of the Secret Service while they're here, and anyone who has the protection of the Secret Service will be subject to, or the, you know, the area that surrounds them will be subject to the special protection, where there shan't be anyone protesting around here. This is America. Where do you think you are? Well, with thousands of protesters expected to descend on Chicago this spring for the 2012 G8 and NATO summits, they'll also be approaching grounds of a national special security event. That means disruptive activity to whichever court has to consider it will be a federal offense under this act. And don't forget, if you intend on fighting such charges, you might not be able to rely on evidence of your own. In the state of Illinois, videotaping the police under current law brings criminal charges of its own. In fact, felony charges in the state of Illinois. But don't fret, it's not like the country will really try to enforce it, right? This is RT.com. A little bit of editorializing going on here in this news report. But then they go on to say that on the bright side, does this mean the law could apply to law enforcement officers reprimanded for using excessive force on protesters at political events? Probably, they say. Of course, some fear that the act is being created just to keep those demonstrations from ever occurring. And given the vague language on par with a loose definition of terrorist under the National Defense Authorization Act, if passed, this act is expected to do a lot more harm to the First Amendment than good.
I wonder when Obama signs it, if he'll also sign it with regret, like he did for the NDAA.
Oh, my hand is being forced. That sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, according to U.S. Representative Justin Amash from Michigan, he was one of only three to vote against this act. He's explained through his official Facebook account the following, saying the bill expands current law to make it a crime to enter or remain in an area where an official is visiting, even if the person doesn't know it's illegal to be in that area and has no reason to suspect it's illegal. You know, I wonder if they're even going to give you a chance to leave. I wonder if they're even going to, you know, give you a heads up. Like, hey, if you stay here and keep doing that, we're going to arrest you. And to be charged with a federal crime. Or will they just swoop in and arrest people? Because remember, combine this with some of the other creepy legislation we've seen. They mentioned the National Defense Authorization Act. Isn't that the one where they can assassinate pretty much anybody they want? No, that was the one where they can disappear you, right?
Yeah, the NDAA, they can they have greater reasons to treat you like a terrorist and send you to Guantanamo Bay or somewhere like that.
Indefinite detention,
right.
I think, was the terminology. And so you've got a situation now where they're talking about federal charges for coming around where these federal candidates are. And maybe they'd just rather just disappear you. People will accuse me of being, you're being hyperbolic. They're not going to do. Well, look at what they are doing.
They do it in other countries, and it just seems more and more that they're bringing it to the streets of America with their Bearcats. We are going to see drones. There's already plans for that.
That's right. They're loosening up the restrictions from the federal airspace regulations to make it more possible for police departments to fly drones around.
You know, it's all going to happen, unfortunately, and that's why we need to resist it now. And that's why, to bring it back to thanks but no tanks, I mean, that's why it's great to see what's happening in Keene, where members of the community are just joining forces and saying, no, we're not going to have this in our town.
Now, I don't know who this representative is, this representative Justin Amash, but he must be a noob up in D.C. or something like that. I mean, what is he thinking? Listen to what he says here. Some government officials may need extraordinary protection to ensure their safety, but criminalizing legitimate First Amendment activity, even if that activity is annoying to those government officials, violates our rights, added the representative.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. He's from Michigan, but good for him. Thanks for standing up for
one of three. Yeah. One of three. And these people in D.C. are bewildered why people are upset with them. Why Congress has less than, last I heard, like 9% approval rating. Mm. And these people are bewildered. They're confused. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. Now that the act has overwhelmingly made it through the House, the next set of hands to sift through its pages could very well be Barack Obama, as the Senate has already passed the bill in early February. Less than 2 months ago, the President approved the National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year of 2012, suspending habeas corpus from American citizens. And could the next order out of the executive branch be revoking some more of the Bill of Rights? And I would say it probably will. Should President Obama suspend the rights to assemble or the right to assemble, Americans might expect another apology to accompany it, as you suggested, Tally, in which the commander-in-chief condemns the very act he's authorizing. If you disagree with such a decision, however, don't take it to the White House. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the vicinity is, of course, covered under this act at all times. Hmm. And so I wonder, you know, you had the group of church folks that went and got arrested, but there weren't that many of them, right? Like a dozen or something or less?
Maybe even half a dozen based on the photo that I saw, and they're just kneeling silently.
Well, you know, that was last week that they had the march on the White House where veterans, you guys covered it, fr33agents.com. Was it the live channel that you guys had going on?
Yeah, fr33agents.com/live was there.
You covered that, and that was where a few hundred, several hundred, actually, several hundred veterans, military veterans and active duty, went and marched from the White House. They marched from the Washington Monument to the White House. They then did an about-face in front of the White House. They proceeded to hold a salute for several minutes, 1 second for each individual who's killed themselves, I believe, over in Afghanistan or in Iraq, and also the people that have been killed in other ways. They were honoring them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this was a disruptive activity. But the reason why they didn't mess with them, because there were hundreds of people,
mm-hmm.
right? So they'll mess with six people going out in front of the White House. They'll arrest six people, but 600 is a whole other story.
And just like this story wasn't being covered, nobody covered the Kokesh, the Veterans March on the
that's
White
right.
House either.
RT covered it,
yep.
And that's the same organization that's covering this story. So, you know, I'm sorry to say, but if you want the best news in America, you have to turn to Russian television. They're the only ones covering this stuff. And Al Jazeera, they're pretty good, too. We're coming up here, 855-453. You can bring up what you want, your thoughts, or welcome on this or anything. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may bring up whatever you would like. 1-855-450-3733 and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Tally. From Tally.tv. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, maybe you appreciate that the fact the website is completely free for you. Of course, it's not free for us. We still have to pay for hosting and bandwidth and all that. So if you would like to help us with that, you can go and become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple, that you help us get the show on more radio stations, like WLBE in Leesburg, Eustis in Florida. Just started there tonight. Going to be on there all 7 nights per week. And it was the AMP dollars that our listeners send this program that helped buy them a satellite receiver to help them get the show on the air. So AMP goes a long way. It helps send us to radio conventions. It helps market the program to stations. And it makes a big difference. And that's the purpose of it. And you get perks, too. You get access to interesting things like the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, we go to Ken, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Tally. Hello, Ken.
Good evening, gentlemen, and everyone listening.
Yes,
basically, I haven't called you guys in quite a while, but I do listen when I get a chance, and I appreciate you guys being there because, as you were just mentioning, our federal government is apparently, I don't claim this federal government at all. Actually any government, because even at the state, county levels, they're all cracking down on every freedom. You have the right, you're supposed to have the right of freedom of assembly. Well, apparently in the Imperial County, California deserts, you cannot. If you assemble with a guitar, they threaten to arrest you.
My goodness,
wow.
where were you doing this, or where did this happen?
This happened this past weekend. I've got a small video on YouTube for anyone who wants to look at it. It's called Imperial County Sheriffs Wasting Taxpayer Money, 25-February-2012 is the title.
And what happens?
You've got a bunch. This is the second poorest county in the state of California. And you have, and this place, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Into the Wild.
I have, yes.
Yes, well, the place, there's a stage out here called The Range. It's a world-famous place. There's also a bunch of freedom lovers and also people who are people that society doesn't want living out here in the middle of the desert, squatters, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, and actually me and my wife were doing a documentary on the place called, it was going to be called The Last Free Mile. Now, I don't know what to title it because it's not even free here.
Mm. So what did they do exactly? I mean, the guy was playing
guitar.
Well,
they came out in force. They had at least 13 squad cars. About
oh my god,
13 or so deputies standing around. And I did mention the fact that this is the second poorest county in the state of California, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it was an organizer, independent film guy, independent bands. They wanted to come out here and make a music video and play music at this place called The Range. And they got the permits for the videotaping, but the county did not make them aware of a venue permit for, like, a concert or whatever. So the county misled the organizer. It's not like the guy was unwilling to work with them. He did that. So then they sent this massive force and started immediately when the bus came with all the people that they were bringing out. The cops surrounded the bus and told the bus driver, if anyone gets off this, they just threatened to arrest anyone that did anything.
Jeez. So how many people showed up?
Actually, it was only going to be like, well, the problem was they claimed there was going to be like 11 bands, and I guess it didn't end up being that many in totality. But in totality, I think 120 people showed up out of L.A. or all over California. In totality, the people in the bands and everybody, 120 people in the middle of a desert, not harming anyone.
Well, I was going to ask that. Who and what were they harming?
Well, apparently the law enforcement out here apparently doesn't like music of any type.
Okay, so we're out in the middle of the desert. Is there like a home nearby or some sort of neighborhood that could have been, in theory, disturbed by the music?
Well, our closest neighbors is a military aerial bombing range, which is active, and special forces training area for desert warfare.
So there's no shortage of loud noises coming from this area.
Right. There's bombs and bullets going off in the background and music on the other side of the place occasionally. So I don't know. How can we disturb our neighbors?
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. So these guys are trying to hold a concert in the desert, just trying to have a good time, shoot a music video. Cops roll out with 13 squad cars and well over a dozen cops, and they threaten everybody, shut it down or you're going to jail, basically.
Yes, big time. And prior to this, let me go back in a little history here. There was an event that an organization of motorcycle enthusiasts in Southern California were holding. It was called City Riots. You know, the name implies something that's not. Basically, it's a bunch of motorcycle enthusiasts, not gangs, coming out and partying in the desert. Mm-hmm. And these people, the last two times they had thrown the party out in this desert, they had, you know, they brought in porta potties, they brought in food for the local people that live out here in the middle of nowhere.
Nice.
They took care of the people, they had a good time, and the biggest thing the county could complain about over those 2 years is they burnt a previously burnt boat in the middle of the desert.
So it had already been burnt once, they burn it again.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the biggest issue out of those two things that the sheriff's department in this county had to gripe about.
So they came out, they threatened folks, and then they pretty much broke it up, and everybody went home. Nobody got arrested, or was there more to the story?
Yeah, there's more to the story. It went on, but what the sheriff's deputies were saying is that it was an organized event. So since they came and made it disorganized, it was no longer organized. So a couple of these bands just went to a couple people's different campsites and had little parties. And then they all, you know, had their little parties at different sites. Everybody was happy. Everybody went to bed. Next day, bands go back, say bye-bye. Everything's cool.
Mm. Man. So tell us the name of your YouTube channel where we can find this video.
Oh, well, the name of the YouTube channel is titled Radio 94X. Letters, the numerals 94 letter X, Radio 94X. And the title of the video is Imperial County Sheriff's Wasting Taxpayers' Money.
Ken, I want to thank you for the call. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yep, keep up the good work, because we're truly, there is nothing free. What it was is, you know, they wanted a $150 permit that they weren't even willing to issue the guy. And the one deputy, the lieutenant, was out here totaling that, and it'll clearly show this guy in the video. It's basically just a pan shot of all the deputies standing around protecting us from, I don't know what.
Yourselves. Thank you, Ken, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Good place to get out of. Good place to leave. California. Move to the Shire. Get to New Hampshire. It's part of the Free State Project. ShireSociety.com. I can't imagine why anyone would want to stay in a place like that.
I'm really glad that he decided to pick up a camera and document things.
Absolutely.
Also, because that helps reveal, you know, what they're doing to people who aren't harming anybody. They're going to a desert, for crying out loud, where there's bombing.
What else do you have left besides picking up the camera? Violence doesn't work. Violence is not a solution. Violence just creates more violence. And it makes you look like a crazy loon, and it gives them an excuse to become more aggressive, and gives them everything they're looking for. They want reasons to hurt people. They want reasons to become more tyrannical. And if you're violent, it gives them all of the reasons that they need.
Yeah.
So what else do you really have left? You, in many cases, are prevented from speaking out in some of these areas, as we've just discovered tonight. So bring out the camera. Of course, if you're in Illinois... Good luck. It's a felony to record somebody, somebody without their permission. And though in other places it's completely, you know, it should be completely legal, though that doesn't mean you won't get arrested by the cops for it. But there's very few ways to hold these people accountable.
Yeah, I mean, here we try the video camera, we try to sing, we try to get the, you know, public awareness going, but... Like you said, violence is certainly an awful alternative. Not only does it use the tactics used by the state.
Mm-hmm. You're lowering yourself to their level,
yep,
essentially.
Exactly. They know exactly how to deal with the violent people, and they'll use their Bearcats, you know,
that's
or
what they're trained
they
for.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they have all the badass equipment for, so they can handle people that are violent. But what they can't handle is someone saying no,
yep,
peacefully,
right,
saying, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to follow that order. No, I'm not going to give you that money. They don't know what to do then because they're not used to it. They're used to people just doing whatever they're told.
That's the only way it's going to stop?
Well, that's only part of the story, Tally. I mean, it's going to stop when people say no, but only when they say no in mass. Because as we found out, if you say no all by yourself, you just get rolled right over. They'll just roll that Bearcat right over top of you.
In the short term, but it also inspires others to say no, I think.
It does, as long as you've got video. So
right.
if you're saying no in a vacuum, then, you know, if you're saying no and you're, you know, like the tree falling in the forest, does anyone actually hear it? Does it make a sound? You know, if you're saying no, but no one's there to record it, has it really, you know, have you really said no? I mean, you know, personally, it feels good to say no, but no one else knows that you did, so you're not
right.
Inspiring anyone. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. And if there's no one around to record you saying and doing these things, then get your butt up to New Hampshire. We'll talk more about the Free State Project here coming up in hour number three. Also bring up whatever you want. Plus, we'll talk about an Indian who has heroically stood up and said no. You'll tell us about it coming up, Telly. More coming up. We talk later.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.